937.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're ready to help you with your garden. Tom, who's up for us?
First up, we have Bill from Cape Cod with a question about fertilizing his daffodils.
Hey, Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Good. I've got a couple questions about hydrangeas, Nico hydrangea. I've got two Nico hydrangeas growing. A couple weeks ago, you did a fall roundup thing, and you said you could prune some of them. They have some shoots that are growing off. But more importantly, they seem to have developed a purple-reddish tinge to the leaves, and it seems to be getting worse and not better. And I'm wondering, is something going on that I should address now, or is it because of all the moisture that we've had?
Okay. With the purple foliage, spotting on the foliage, that is a fungus. And it was caused by most of the heavy rains that we did have. So you have to say to yourself, if those leaves have fungus on them now, there's a very good chance that those spots that are visible have made spores for next year. So the most important thing for you to do between now and when the foliage comes off is to get every single one of those leaves away from your hydrangea. Because if you don't, the hydrangea leaves will fall, they'll begin to dry out and crumble, and the spores will fall on the soil. Next year, when the new growth begins to develop and the conditions get ripe, then the spores will wake up. They'll become airborne. And what happens is when the spore is ready, it will inflate like a helium balloon, leave the ground, floats upwards, and when they hit the new leaf of your hydrangea, they'll stick to it and begin to create a problem. So by cleaning around them, you eliminate potential problems. So that's the main thing. If you can do some house cleaning around your plants, rose bushes, the same thing. Any fungus diseases will leave future infestations in the dead and dying foliage. So the better you clean around your plants, the better the chance that you have of not having the problem the following year. Now, next year, when you get into early July and you start to get hot, humid, muggy weather, you know, where you feel uncomfortable, that's the time that the fungus becomes active. So if you can treat that hydrangea in mid to late June before the heat comes with a product like Serenade, which is all natural and it will take care of many fungus problems on your plant. And you do that every 2 or 3 weeks, your hydrangeas will stay absolutely beautiful. Now, the other thing that I would suggest that you do, if you did have a problem, in the fall of the year, and again in the spring of the year, what I do to, I have two flowering crabs that get leaf spot on them. I have some roses, and my hydrangeas to date have not created a problem, so they're okay. But what I do during the month of October or even early November, depending on when the foliage falls, is you use liquid copper and all season oil. And you can buy that at your local garden center. If you have a bottle sprayer that you attach to the hose or a pump sprayer, you mix both products in the container and you spray your flowering crabs, you spray your roses, your fruit trees, and your hydrangea. The all-season oil will kill any eggs on your plants that were deposited this time of the year, and the liquid copper will smother and kill disease spores that were left on the plant. And if you can do that October or November, depending on when the foliage comes off your plant, and then again in late March or April, believe me, you will have a lot less of a problem. So it's a way to attack the problem before it has a chance to get started, but the main thing is get the old foliage out of there. Clean it. The better a job you do cleaning and then hitting it with a fall and spring application of liquid copper and all-season oil, you will have a lot less problems next year. And then say to yourself, never water anything at night. Never. If you have a sprinkler system and you're running it after 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, and the foliage is going to stay wet all night, you're going to encourage diseases on your plants. If you have a sprinkler system, let it come on at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. That way, when the sun comes up, it dries the foliage, and there's no diseases. But never water at night. Otherwise, you're going to have 12 hours of wet foliage that can catch disease spores blowing around in the air. Keep the foliage dry all night long for the best results. Great question. Thank you, Bill. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joey from Cape Cod with a question about transplanting cacti.
Hey, Joey, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good.
I was in the Outer Cape. I live about an hour away. And while I was up there, I noticed some native cactus growing. And so I really wanted to grab a couple pieces and bring it home, so I cut off a few of the pears and drove home real quick. And I didn't really have anything to put them in, so I went out into the yard, and I know that I dumped some old potting soil out there, so I grabbed some of that and I just plugged them into that pot, not even knowing whether or not that stuff is sterile. I just wanted to get it into something, and I watered it. So my question is, do I need to transplant it in special soil for cactus? And then the other question is, do I keep it outside or should I bring it in?
Okay. Now, these were cactus that were growing outside, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a flat pad-type cactus or a rounded one?
It's a flat pad type, and it has sort of little blooms at the top, very low-lying cactus.
Okay, did it have yellow flowers during the summer months?
Well, I just went up there yesterday, so I'm not sure. But the flowers that are on there are sort of purplish. They're not even open.
Okay. Okay. What you're seeing on top is the fruit that this cactus made. And it sounds to me like you have, and when I lived in Scituate, Mass., I love this cactus. It's called Opunta. O-P-U-N-T-A. And it's a hardy cactus that will live in southern New England. And it produces a big yellow flower, probably about 2 to 3 inches in diameter. But what is so unique about this plant, the first year I grew it, I thought I killed it. I planted it in the spring, and it multiplied, got bigger and bigger and bigger. During July, early August, these beautiful buttercup yellow blooms came on it. And then on the tops of each of these pads, little fruit came, okay? When the weather got cold, it slowly began to droop. It laid down flat on the ground, and it wrinkled, and I thought it was dead. In April, it woke up. It filled up. All the wrinkles disappeared, and by May, it was standing up and crazy. So put your potted plant in the garage. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard Fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scott's.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 21st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,637.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,678.41, $839.21 for a half ounce, or $419.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,678.41, $839.21, and $419.60.
Gold isn't for you. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Joey about cactus, and this cactus called Opunta. It's a wonderful, wonderful plant, but if you leave it outside and it hasn't produced enough of a root system, then it will probably freeze and die. So for now, keep it outside, and every now and then, pinch the side of the cactus pad and lift up to see if it's beginning to form a root system on it. And if the weather gets cold, then you may have to bring it inside for the winter months. If it does produce a root system, you have to say to yourself, it is an outside plant, so it should spend the winter outside. But because it's new, put it in your garage on the floor where it's going to stay cold, or in a tool shed, and it will do fine. But as I said, during the fall, this beautiful upright plant would start to wrinkle, and it would slowly lay down, and by November, it was flat on the ground, and you would say, oh, is it ugly? It's all wrinkled. It doesn't have a nice green color, and it's laying flat. It's going to be dead when spring comes. I'll tell you, when the weather gets warm, it will begin to fill those pads of cactus with water. They'll come right straight back up again. They'll make a whole bunch of new growth, and the flowers are beautiful. Let me warn you one thing. They are covered with little clusters of tiny thorns that you really don't notice. And you will find them, and they'll be stuck on you like little tiny hairs. So be very careful how you handle them. But once you get these planted in your garden, they are wonderful. But it's called Opunta, a great perennial winter-hardy cactus in southern New England. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sam from Boston with a question about grass.
Good morning, Sam. How can we help you out today?
Oh, how you doing this morning? I've got a sod lawn, and I'm the kind of guy in the neighborhood that everybody says, wow, what a lawn. So I really know my stuff when it comes to grass. But this is a stumper. I have this growth in the sod, and it's in the middle. It's a different color. You know, the sod, my sod is really nice and green and really healthy, solid, thick. but it's in the base of the sod, and it's a different color green. It's a light color, and I actually have to kind of rake it up when the landscaper comes so it cuts, because it's hard to cut because it's in the really base of the sod. And yeah. I've used Weed Vita Ultra, and no dice. And I've got to tell you, when I kind of like try to pick it up, it's kind of like I don't know if it's Bermuda grass. It's kind of like wiring. It kind of like you can see it kind of spreading, you know, like finger waves through, you know. And it's really bugging me, so I don't want to. I got to. I know it's a stumper, but I don't know if it's a type of grass.
It sounds like you may have some bent.
And it's
grass. Is it a fine textured blade?
Yes. And it stays green, and it's just as green as the rest of the lawn. It looks good to the people that go by, but to me, I can see it's a different type of color, and it's not right for me anyway, you know? If you get a trained eye, you can see it's not.
Is it just here and there in your lawn, Sam?
Well, I've got a fist spot, and it's kind of like spreading through now, and I'm afraid it's going to take over, you know? And it's, you know.
Okay. It sounds to me like you have bent grass. And bent grass is what they use to make putting greens. It can tolerate a lot of neglect and wear and tear on it. And if it's just in one small area or little bits and pieces here and there, it will expand like crazy next year. So the best thing for you to do is get yourself a pump can. I would get some Roundup. It's just that the weather's getting cold right now, but I would try it. And I would spray very carefully, or what you can do if it's only here and there, mix some Roundup in a coffee can. Take a sponge paintbrush and just paint on this grass with the Roundup. Work backwards so that you don't step on it and spread it. But you've got to kill the bent grass because it spreads above and under the ground very, very quickly.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
And welcome back to the Fall Fair Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And ask for Tom. He'll help you out. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about wisteria.
Good morning, Mike. How can we help you with your wisteria plant this morning?
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking the call. I talked to you last week about planting it, and I did go ahead and do that, and so thanks for that. But the question I have for you now was, after looking sort of at some pictures on the Internet and so on and so forth, I was thinking that maybe I might want to train it into a tree, and so I just wanted to kind of get your feedback on that in terms of how I would go about doing that. I can go ahead and, you know, do the original plan, which was to sort of put an arbor there for it to grow on and so on and so forth, But if I was to go ahead and make it turn into a tree, you know, how would I go about doing that?
Okay. The first step that you would do is to get yourself either a tomato stake, like a 1x1 oak stake, or you can buy a metal bamboo stake, and it's green. So it looks like it's a piece of bamboo, but it's metal lined and vinyl coated, because you're going to need something to train the vine up and attach it to, so that you can create a stem just like a tree has. So what you're going to need to do is take a look at that plant. Say to yourself, okay, I need the best stem. I don't need three or four. I want one good, sturdy stem. You drive the stake near that stem, and then with some twistums or I want to stay away from string. You want to use garden twine. Garden twine is made of jute, just like burlap, and it will eventually rot and break down. That way, when the trunk begins to grow, it doesn't create a girdle around it and restrict it from growing. But either a plastic twist them, and then you train that one stem to go up. It will not stick to it. So you train a single stem to a height of about maybe 5 or even 6 feet. If you want to make it into a multi-stem, then you can do 2, maybe 3, but not more than that. And create a nice, pleasing shape. So if you want one to go out at like a 90-degree angle, another one at a 90-degree angle, and then a third. The only problem that I found, and I had a beautiful one. I used to work at a nursery in Scituate, Massachusetts, called Kennedy's Country Gardens. And we had a beautiful wisteria tree. It had 3 stems, and it grew beautiful. And the trunks got to be about 3, maybe 4 inches apart in diameter, growing in 3 different directions. And then one winter, we had a major snowstorm, and it split at, split at the base. So I had to wire it together, and it worked out fine. But if you can grow it to a single stem, remove all of the other shoots, and then when it gets up to the height that you want, pinch it. Just cut the top off, and then the side shoots will begin to develop. You allow the side shoots to grow maybe a couple of feet, and you cut the ends of those side shoots to force it to become thicker and fuller to create a tree shape. It won't happen overnight. It'll take you 2 or 3 years to get it, but that's the way to do it. For now, I would not cut the extra branches, just because you'll have an open cut where moisture can escape during the winter. So for now, it's planted, it's in the ground, it's happy, leave it there. In the spring, good, strong, sturdy stake, tie it to there, remove all of the others, and then train it up. We get to the height that you want, pinch the top off to encourage side shoots, and then you keep pinching those so they make side shoots, and you will have a great-looking tree. Great question. Good luck, and take pictures every time you pinch. You won't believe how fast it will happen. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Melva from Canada with a question about mildew in her basement.
Melva, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hey, Melva. Now, you said Melva had a question about mildew, right, for her basement?
That's cool.
Well,
hold on.
Okay.
She's there.
Yep. The line is very good. I don't know. Are
okay.
We connected?
Yes, we are, Melva.
Okay. I've had a really musty smell in my basement, and I know that you spoke one time about how you fixed your problem. And my second question was my rose rugosa. May I cut those back severely now? I live along the river in Prince Edward Island.
Okay. On your basement, what you need is a fungicide called Captan, C-A-P-T-A-N, And most garden centers should carry Captan. And my wife had unbelievable allergies to a musty basement. And she was getting shots every week. And the doctor told us this. We used it. We do it spring and fall. And no more shots for my wife. And the mustiness has disappeared. So you take a pump sprayer. You put a gallon of water in the sprayer, and you add 5 teaspoons of Captan fungicide. It's a powder. And you shake it really, really well to dissolve it. And you open up your basement door, open up all of your basement windows, buy yourself a paper mask to put over your nose. And then you spray all of the cement walls in your basement. Spray the floor in your basement until everything, I don't want you soaking it. I want you to put a nice mist on the cement so that it has a wet appearance to it, okay? Before you do that, if you can get a couple of fans in your basement. Don't turn them on, but get them plugged in so that when you finish, you can turn the fans on to circulate the air. And that will help it to dry out. Once it's dried, then you can close the windows, close the bulkhead, and you do that spring and fall, and it will eliminate that musty dampness, that powdery mildew. Rosa Vergosa, I prefer that you wait until March or April. You are further up. You have a cold climate. And if you prune them back heavy now, you run the risk of maybe some dieback on that plant. I have some Rosa Vergosa. I live in southern Maine. They're now 4 feet tall. They're just too big for where I want them. And in April, I'm going to cut them down to 18 inches. They will explode. They'll become thicker. They'll become fuller. They'll make all kinds of new growth, and they will still flower. You just walk up to the plant, say, I'm doing this for your own good. Chop them back, clean up the mess, and while you're there, you can pull all of the grasses that have grown in your hedge that you have created. But Rosa Vergosas are best done in the spring. If you had done it earlier in the year, you would have lost all of the energy in the foliage. And you need that energy to go back down and be stored in the root system for the winter months. So for now, leave them alone. And when the snow's gone, and, you know, if you get a nice day in March and you want to get out there and do some pruning, go ahead. But April 1st for me, I live in Kennebunk, Maine, I'll go through there with my loppers. I'll cut the whole hedge down to 18 inches, and I'll tell you, by June, it's going to be 2.5 feet tall, twice as thick, and double the number of flowers. After you've cut them, feed them with a granular food like flower tone or plant tone, and they will respond like you've never, ever seen them. Okay? Thank you. And we appreciate the phone call all the way from Canada. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dennis from Massachusetts with a question about Rudbeckia.
Hey, Dennis, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I brought 6 1-gallon containers with Rudbeckias back from the Cape last week, and I'm wondering, should I put them in the ground this late, or should I winter them over in the breezeway?
Oh, no, plant them. Okay. Definitely get them into the ground. The Rudbeckia will go dormant. during the winter months, and it will die right back to the ground. I'm afraid that if you keep it in your garage, it may get a little bit too warm for them, and they may start to sprout. So put some dig a good hole, put some compost, get them planted. Now, if you see that they still have the center of the Rudbeckia flower, it looks like a big cone, a black pointed cone. That cone is full of seed. And what you do is, after we've had a good frost, the foliage has all died, take that cone, cut it, put it in the palm of your hand, and rub your hands together and break it, and sprinkle what you've broken in your garden. Give it a quick scratch with your rake, because that cone is full of seed. And next spring, new plants will come out like you cannot believe. Then you can collect the new seedlings, transplant those to other gardens. But all of your cone flowers, the black-eyed Susans, coneflower, all of them in that variety, that gumdrop-shaped pod is full of seeds. If you don't pick them, the birds will eat them. So cut them.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or 4 for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Martha from Maine with a question about gardenias.
Hey, Martha, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Oh, good morning, Paul. It's kind of a nice chilly morning here in Augusta.
It is.
My sister down in North Carolina has a gardenia in a container. And she wants to trim it, and not sure exactly when would be the best time to do that kind of trimming so that it doesn't get to be real, woody looking.
Right. Now, tell her this, she cannot prune it now.
Okay.
Because what's happening, the plant right now is making the flower buds that will bloom for her. If she brings it inside the house, it will bloom during January, February, and March. So tell her that the time to do the pruning would be after the flowering cycle. And if she can do that, that plant will increase in size, width, as well as height, and give her more blooms. Now, tell her something else. The gardenia is a plant that prefers a slightly acidic soil and fertilizer. So tell her to use a fertilizer called Miracid. She probably, and you probably know what Miracle Grow is. Well, they make something called Miracid, and that's for plants that prefer an acidic type fertilizer. Miracle-Gro is in the green and yellow box, and Miracid is in a silver and white box. And if she can use the Miracid every 2 weeks from April until September, and then once a month from September to April, that gardenia will be dark, dark, dark green, and it will produce a ton of flowers. But if she prunes it now, she will definitely remove all of the flower buds. So in April, when the blooming cycle is over, if she can put it into a larger container, a couple of inches larger in size, with general purpose potting soil, and then prune it back, it will become beautiful. Great question. And luckily you called, because if she had pruned it, she would have lost all of her flower blooms. We want to tell you about our trip to England that we are planning to the Chelsea Flower Show. Now, I want you to go to my website, paulparent.com. And it's P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. I want you to click on the Chelsea Flower Show, because there are a dozen or more videos of this past year's flower show, so that you can envision what's there. It's not like going to a flower show in the building. A lot of it is outside, and they actually plant a month or two before the flower show, so that the plants are going to be established and growing. It's an incredible flower show, and you can also see all the other gardens that we are going to visit. Wesley Garden is the headquarters for the British Botanical Society. It's incredible. And you can click on there and see what that garden is like. You can see all of your hotels. You can see the tours that we're going to do. And we're spending time in London so that you can see the city. We're going to the largest organic farm, 800 acres of all naturally grown vegetables. And you can learn from them what they do. Many gardens we will see. Stonehenge. We're going to see, besides Stonehenge, a wonderful garden center in England. So go to my website, paulparent.com. Click on the Chelsea Flower Show. It's May 22nd through the 30th of next year, and it is beginning to fill up real quick, so don't hesitate.